To finally be getting students. They were supposed to arrive initially on the 4th of January, then we got pushed back 2 weeks to the 18th of January, then we got pushed back another 2 weeks to today, 1st of February. And God willing, they'll be here very soon. We got students!
So since we've been back, just readjusting to life in Zambia and getting back into a routine, which a lot of that means fixing cars and getting the children back into a school routine, as well as, I guess, just getting back into church activities, as well as getting ready for college.
Yeah, it's great to have students again. Because of being back in the UK for such a long time, it's actually, I haven't been in the classroom since March last year. So what's that? It's nearly 11 months, about 11 and a half months. Anyway, this week we've had students. It's very exciting. So we've just started. We've got 9 students right now. There's one more, I think, on the way. Which is a smaller year group than normal, and there are various reasons for that. Some of that, I think, is COVID-related. Some of it is we've strengthened the interview process and the application process to try and make sure that the people who are coming are those who really are going to be involved in ministry. Most of them are already involved in some kind of form of ministry. So it's a real joy to be back in the classroom with them.
It's also been good being back at church. We know lots, obviously, in the UK, lockdown again, and lots of people not being able to meet up with each other. So we are feeling very blessed that we are able to attend church here. Although, again, it's taken a while after being back in the UK and not being involved in church, just getting back into the swing of our responsibilities and things. So Chris has been helping lead the music team, which he was doing before, and I've taken back up leading the ladies' Bible study and helping teach Sunday school and filling in with hospitality when needed, and helping with the teen group once a month. So yeah, a bit busier now.
Health wise we've been okay, I think, haven't we? Josh has picked up malaria this weekend, which is not so much fun, but we've caught it fairly early. We've got pills for him to take, so considering how ill you can be with malaria, he's not really very ill.
Also, the children have adjusted quite well to being back.
We had a nice holiday for Christmas. So we went away with a few friends to Kafue National Park, and I got to see a hippopotamus for Christmas. We all did. That was very exciting. We saw elephants and crocodile,
monkeys,
yeah, baboons, lots of them,
various birds,
some buffalo, is that the right bison?
Water buffalo. Impala.
Yeah, lots of different things. So that was great. We enjoyed that, and we had a very relaxing time, which is also very helpful. Anyway, we had a great time. We're back. We're back into the swing of college things, which is really good. Very much enjoying being back at college with students and getting on with the things that really we're here to do. And then we've got a new vice principal who's excellent, Pastor Henry Makonda. He was a pastor in Kitwe for 23 years, I think, and it's great having him with us teaching. We've also got a new chair, not for the dining room, but for the board. So we have a new chairman, Simon Bander, who is currently serving as a pastor in town at Incarnate's Chapel. And again, excellent to have him on board. People often ask about COVID and the impact of COVID here, and the second wave here has been a lot worse than the first wave. Maybe we've hit the peak Maybe not, I don't know. But certainly there's a lot more people getting ill and there's a lot more death.
Hospitals are filling up.
Yeah. I mean, death is a common thing here anyway. The mortality rate is just higher. It's just it's an ordinary part of daily living, really. But it doesn't make it any less painful. And so to be in this situation where even more people are dying, it's hit things pretty hard. But Zambia can't go in lockdown, really, because of the economy. The economy is too weak to be able to cope with that kind of thing. People who work, they get their wage each day, or at least each week, and they need to go and buy their food, and if that doesn't happen, they don't eat. There's not a system which looks after them. So lots of things that are slightly different here, but yeah, we're certainly praying that the impact of COVID would begin to lessen. And we're very grateful, really, that we're able to open and have the students and get started.
Give thanks that Chris, Helen and the family are back in Zambia, and pray for them to adapt well to life there. Pray for joy in the Lord as they serve him at PIZ and in their church life. Pray for Josh as he recovers from his bout of malaria, and pray for the family and the others on site to remain free from COVID-19. Pray for Chris and his colleagues, Henry Mukunda and Andy Simons, as they teach and lead the students. Pray for wisdom, insight into the scriptures, and for God's grace to shine in all their relationships. Pray that the 9 new students will grow in their love for Christ and understanding of God's word. And pray that the Lord would supply all the needs at the college so that it can continue to equip men and women to serve in Zambia and beyond. Thank you for praying.